AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, writing the Middle of Somewhere column, traveling the middle of America to very carefully watch the evolution of American thinking these years from the Trump administration to the Biden administration. I remember to mention, however, that Selena in 2016-2017 observed the early transformation of the Obama administration to the Trump administration in her book, The Great Revolt, with her colleague Brad Todd. SelenaZito.com is where to follow her reporting closely. Selena, we begin with an article at the Washington Examiner that takes us across the country with the number 13. I want to start in Pennsylvania. Outside of Harrisburg, you tell me, Dauphin County. What is the Tattered Flag Brewery, and what have they done about the tragedy in Cabo? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me on. So the Tattered Flag and Brewery and Still Standing is a brew pub restaurant. The food is fabulous, and so are the beers. But they have done what many breweries across this country have done, and they've set a table for the 13 soldiers who lost their lives on August 26th of this year at the terror attack in Kabul, Afghanistan, as America was attempting to evacuate American citizens, green card holders, and SIVs from the country before the drawdown date of August 31st. And you walk into the bar or the pub and you see the 13 glasses of beer set aside along with the American flag and a note to never forget their sacrifices and their loss that happened on that day.
Yeah, the note I see is handwritten. It says reserved. Okay.
Yep. Fine.
And, the chairs are arranged. So we go now to an expression of this across the country. We started in Harrisburg. We're starting in Pennsylvania. And I remind everyone, including myself, that Selena and I are Keystoners, which is why we started Pennsylvania. We're the home team. Okay. But we're going to Kansas. Fossil Bar and Grill in Russell, Kansas. Is this the same arrangement that we see in Pennsylvania?
Yes, it's the same arrangement. I believe the first day that they did it, they had 13 chairs as well. In a small business to set up 13 chairs, or to block off a table, that means lost revenue, right? And over hours, that can mean lots of lost revenue. However, these tavern and pub and brewery owners and I would tell you also fine white cloth table restaurants as well as diners and places like Applebee's and Texas Roadhouse have done this all across the country. Again, you find 12 seats, 12 beers set aside and to never forget what happened on that day and to always keep those service members in our hearts and in our minds.
Yes, and I am a coffee drinker, so let's go to a Starbucks. This is Virginia Beach. This time it's 13 cups of coffee. And much the same, a sign reserved for 13 soldiers. Was this spontaneous, Selena, to your knowledge? Was there an article somewhere? Because it's all very inspired.
There was no article. There was no instruction sheet set out. And I will tell you what I see, as your listeners may know by now, I don't fly and I don't take interstates. I drive everywhere I go. And so I drove past homes that had 13 chairs with American flags on them along the side of the road. I saw picnic tables with 13 flags sitting there and a handwritten note. People have placed 13 flags in their along their front yards or in their backyards. It's absolutely everywhere. And it is something that has gone completely unreported, yet it is a very important part of the fabric of who we are.
We celebrate that the schools are back in session. The second year of the pandemic, we're plunging into unknown territory. But Selena reports that, again, spontaneously, it's not only schools are back in session, it's football time, Selena. Every August, I think, where was I when I was 17 years old? I was at a football camp, of course. And we see in Gilbert, Arizona. We also see in North Carolina at the Greenville Central Junior High School. How are the children responding to this? What are they doing for football, to put football together with the Afghanistan tragedy?
Well, what's really interesting is that I talked to the student activities counselors at both schools in Gilbert, Arizona, and in North Carolina. This is something that the students wanted to do. This is not something that teachers told them they had to do or reminded them that they had a duty to do, but they came up with on their own. In North Carolina, the seventh grade junior high school football players set up 13 chairs in their team photo and in the front to remember these service members who lost their lives. In Campo Verde, Arizona, the students, 13 of the players, varsity players, came out on the field. Of all the, you know, there's you know, probably a couple dozen players in total, holding 13 American flags, and then they placed them on 13 chairs in the on the side of the field to sit there during the entire game, and Kathleen Diggs, the school counselor at Campo Verde, said, you know, this was very important to these young people. They really wanted to, they were really upset about what happened, and they really wanted to make sure that not just those service members were remembered, but also anyone who served in this country, to know that young people have them in their hearts.
And I read in Washington, very smart political actors are believing that the American people don't remember foreign policy setback. So let's go to one group of Americans that not only remembers, this is in the form of an update. We met retired Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Myers and his colleagues, Marines, Garaway and Reyes. We met them several weeks past, and they're still conducting what appears to be long range. You'd have to say, Selena, on an iPhone, it's long range to reach into Afghanistan to get people whom they know and who have been passed on to them as left behind. How are they doing, Selena?
So a lot of people have been calling this effort and efforts like this a digital Dunkirk. And it very much is so. They use all the resources and network of people that they have worked with over the years throughout these different foreign countries across the Middle East to help evacuate American citizens, SIVs, and green card holders from Afghanistan. And the exploits have been harrowing. And, you know, there just yesterday, there was a young woman, a green card holder, a green card holding Afghan who was dying from a blocked bile duct and is part of their people that they're trying to evacuate. And they stood by helplessly, unable to rescue her. These former Marines have really not only stepped up, but have given up sleep and personal time and just devoted all of their energies into evacuating American citizens left behind by the Biden administration.
There was a flight out of Kabul recently. You write it up in particular that included some U.S. citizens. Were any members of the team's connections on that flight? You list 113 got out.
113 foreigners were evacuated from Kabul and were officially evacuated by Kabul with a nod from the Taliban. However, initial reports made it seem as though they were all Americans, and then it made it seem as though there were 20. The reality is there were five. And that plane could have held over 300 people.
The passports, the green cards, the SIV immigration status, all of that is, I ask blindly, is Colonel Myers finding good voices in Washington to help him? Because that's all consular services. That's State Department scale. What is the State Department saying or doing for Lieutenant Colonel retired Myers and his colleagues?
They're doing nothing. They have zero help from the State Department. In fact, the State Department has thwarted people that they have had sitting on planes for hours from being able to evacuate. And these are people that have recommendations from service members who served with them. They are well-documented people. These are not, as he puts it, gate crashers. But these are people who risked life and limb over the past 20 years to be with the American service members. And they have been turned down and stopped at every turn.
Selena, we've heard stories like this across the country, anecdotes that come in all the time, which is why I'm keen on your reporting, because it's detailed and it's published and people can see it. And Lieutenant Colonel Myers and his colleagues are involved in this actively and agree that it's publicized. The puzzle is the scale of this. I have no idea. It seems to be everywhere. Are you hearing stories, too? I mean, stories as far-ranging as people in Europe are getting involved in this. Have you heard similar stories?
Absolutely. There are numerous groups, nonprofits and veterans groups, mostly funded by deep-pocketed veterans who want to be part of rescuing people that served side by side with them in the war in Afghanistan.
Right. I report in the news in Italy. The New York Times wrote it up wonderfully. There was a soccer team of girls, a woman's soccer team, a female soccer team in Herat. And they've been successful so far in getting two or three out with their families. And then the most successful soccer team in the world, football, which is the Italian team, got involved. So it's not just in the United States. Italy is also part of this. And the news, I'm told, is being kept up to date for the Italian public. Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner. She writes the Middle of Somewhere column. Most importantly, she's the author of The Great Revolt, about 2015, 2016, 2017, but here we are in 2021 and turning to looking towards the election of 2022. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Mack.
Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right. Only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.